It is with great concern that we note a very non-diplomatic, provocative, and rational statements issued by an officer of Uganda Armed Forces at a level and rank of the Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Forces, Ewanu Muhoozi Kainerugaba, who also happens to be a son to the Ugandan President Museveni. We are not surprised that General Muhoozi could now reach a level of threatening diplomats, and in this case, the ambassador of the United States of America to Kampala, Uganda, and equally bypassing the non-diplomatic approaches if there were any concern by the government of Uganda. But it speaks to the record that there has been impunity in Uganda, there has been impunity in governance by those who are occupying state institutions, including the military, armed forces, and some occupying political offices, but belonging to the national resistance movement.
Do you think the Ugandan government is aware of his threat? I ask this particular question because it seems that no one in the Ugandan government or the military would want to speak with us on record about this.
General Muhoozi has, for the last years, acted with impunity. He's a serving military officer. His actions have always been inconsistent with Uganda's established constitutional order. The Constitution of the Republic of Uganda, which establishes Uganda Armed Forces, makes it a non-partisan, and officers of the armed forces are by law not allowed to engage in partisan politics, divisive politics, and equally must not take on the mantle of being the occupants of those offices to take over civilian and as well oppress civilians. What we have seen with General Muhoozi, he has at all times acted with impunity just because he doubles both as a military general and also as Museveni's son to act with impunity. He has been in the recent time working and campaigning, starting political organizations and threatening the political space. And he has been equally cited in a number of alleged violations. There are so many complainants in various forums alleging that he is responsible for a number of human rights violations. So we are not surprised that now he has bypassed all these suppressing and oppressing Ugandans. He also wants to speak out and bypass the non-diplomatic channels to attack and threaten violence on Uganda diplomats and as well on international diplomats. We apologize as people of Uganda. This is not the people of Uganda. This is Museveni's son who is acting with impunity. And I don't even believe that the armed forces of Uganda, I don't even believe that the Uganda People's Forces sanctioned General Muhoozi's action, because we have seen in the past where Muhoozi operates with impunity without sanction of the UPDF. And many times they have denied responsibility of his words and action. Unfortunately, we are surprised, though a little, that General Museveni recently appointed him the Commander-in-Chief of Armed Forces. Now, when it comes to non-diplomatic processes, even when a country has a concern, we know how a country files a diplomatic a protest letter or a protest note. We know the common communication of diplomatic notices, be it verbal or written. But as well, even in our diplomacy, General Muhoozi has no role. He's not a Minister of Foreign Affairs. He's not an office of the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And equally, being a Commander-in-Chief of Armed Forces, you don't cross over now to take over roles of other institutions.